This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. There once was a mean, nasty old troll with scraggly hair and a big, bulbous nose. He was green and mean and loved to eat. He lived underneath the bridge, and all of the animals could hear his voice singing.
I got the troll belly blues. I got the troll belly blues. I need something to eat that walks on 4 feet. I got them troll belly blues.
None of the animals dared to cross the bridge, because as soon as anyone trip-trapped over the bridge, the troll would jump up on the bridge and say,
"Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge?"
And then the troll would gobble them up. Well, it just so happened that 3 billy goat brothers had eaten all of the crunchiest, greenest clover they could find, and the only place they could get more was on the other side of the bridge. The biggest billy goat said,
"I sure wish we could get across that bridge."
The middle billy goat said,
"Yeah, me too, but that mean old troll will eat us up."
But the littlest billy goat said,
"We can, and we will. We are a family, and together we are stronger than any mean old troll. Come on, let's make a plan."
So they did. The littlest billy goat went,
trip, trap, a trippity trap, trap, trip, trap, trippity trap, trap,
across the bridge. The troll jumped up and said,
"Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge?"
The troll was scary and smelly. But the littlest billy goat said,
"Oh, it's just me. I'm the littlest billy goat Gruff.
I'm going to eat you up."
"Well, you could do that. But if you wait, then my big brother will follow me, and he's even bigger and better tasting than I am. I think you might want to wait."
All right then. And the troll let the littlest billy goat cross the bridge. The littlest billy goat began munching and crunching on that great green clover, and when his brothers saw that, they proceeded with the plan. The middle billy goat started across the bridge. He sounded like this.
Trap, trap, trappity trap. Trap, trap, trappity trap.
The troll jumped up and said, "Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge?"
The troll was scary and, smelly. But the middle billy goat Gruff said,
"Yeah, it's me. I'm the middle billy goat Gruff.
I'm going to eat you up."
"Yeah, you could. But wait for my big brother, and you'll thank yourself."
All right. And the troll let the middle billy goat go across the bridge. The middle billy goat Gruff crossed and began munching and crunching green clover with his little brother. Well, no sooner than that happened, the biggest billy goat Gruff knew it was his turn. So he crossed the bridge sounding like this. Trap, trap, trap. The troll jumped up and said, "Who's that trip-trapping over my bridge?" The troll was scary and smelly. He was also surprised at just how big the biggest billy goat Gruff was. "You're just the goat I've been waiting for." "Oh, yeah?" The biggest billy goat was nervous, but he shook his head so the troll could see his very big, very sharp horns. Then the billy goat lowered his head and pointed his horns right at the troll and ran right into the troll's belly button. The troll yelped, "Whoa!" and jumped right off that bridge. And the three billy goats listened as the river took the troll to a bridge far, far away.
I got the troll belly blues. I got the troll belly blues. I need something to eat that walks on 4 feet.
The littlest billy goat said,
"I told you so. Our family is stronger than any mean old troll."
And from that day until this, whether you trip, trap, trippity, trap, trap, or trap, trap, trappity, trap, or just trap, trap, trap across that bridge, you can do it without ever running into a mean, nasty, old troll. The littlest billy goat knew something important. Families are stronger than any obstacle when they work together. You probably won't run into any trolls like the billy goat brothers, but there may be another hard job you have to do, like folding laundry, that would be easier if you worked together. Can you imagine a job that's hard to do? Maybe it's that big pile of clothes that need to be folded, or lots of dirty dishes that need to be washed. Maybe it's a whole flower garden full of weeds to be pulled. Those jobs might feel hard if you're all by yourself. But can you imagine your family with you? Can you imagine each person working on the job that needs to be done? Are you imagining people smiling and talking as they work? Big jobs are much easier when we work together. Let's pretend our big job is climbing up a mountain. Maybe we'll see the billy goat brothers. Hold out your hand with your fingers out wide. Can you imagine that each finger is a mountain and the space in between the fingers is a valley? Now take your pointer finger from your other hand and trace it up and down your outstretched fingers, up and down those mountains and valleys, up and down, up and down, up and down. Now we can trace our finger back the other way. Up and down. 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 This time, when we trace our hand, breathe in when your finger goes up the mountain, and breathe out when your finger goes down the mountain. Ready? Breathe in and out. In, out. In, out. In, out. In, out. Ah, that feels so calm. After all that climbing, let's rest. Can you snuggle into your bed? Ah, just right, because it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, families are stronger than hard things when they work together. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Sleep well.